Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined by Randy Engston.
Hi.
Made it fast this time.
There we go.
Quick and dirty, guys. We've got a great show for you. This is something that's happening in real time. We're going to give you a little backstory here. We have a little space in our gym here, right? And for the longest, that thing's been a couple things, right? Yep. It started off as we're going to spin, we're going to do yoga. That's like years ago we started doing that. We took some of it over. We created this podcast studio out of it. And then the other side was just kind of there, right? During and after COVID, we thought maybe people wanted to do one-on-one in a private setting. So we put strength training equipment, squat rack in there, some stuff, extra stuff that we had. We put them in there. Nobody wanted it. It was really interesting about the clientele here. They're just like, they just don't want to be, they want to be
in the mix.
They want to be in the real stuff. They don't want to be in this room. So we were trying to figure out a way to monetize. And a chiropractor had come to our attention, and we brought him in, and he was just paying us rent. And the agreement was, hey, we're going to pay rent and we'll get some clients back and forth. And I see this happen a lot in gyms, that or with an outside service, where you think that there's going to be some type of reciprocation with referrals of clients back and forth. Not one person I've ever talked to that has a physical therapist or a chiropractor or a massage therapist or a cold plunge place, like a cryotherapy when that was big, has ever returned the favor. And the same thing happened here, right? So it is what it is. That's what you have to expect. Meanwhile, you send plenty of clients over there. And so the question came up in the Facebook group by one of our members of the Facebook group. They were asking like, hey, has anybody ever rented their space out to a chiropractor or physical therapist? And were you the only one that responded?
Couple? I think there was a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And really, what does that look like? And well, the first thing I always tell you guys is never expect to get anything in return. That's just the way it is. Back in the day, our friend Rick Mayo, North Point Personal Training, he had a chiropractor that just rented space. And, they had an agreement, but there's really wasn't any, like, the chiro or the physical therapist wasn't ever like marketing to get clients. They just used the gym for all their marketing because they would just get them from the gym.
Yeah.
And in some way it does two things for the gym. Number one, it gives you a little bit more street cred. You got a medical therapist here or somebody in the medical profession in your gym renting space. It kind of levels you up a little bit. There's a perception there. And the other thing that, at least in our situation really helped was, if our clients got hurt over the weekend or something, our agreement was like, let's keep them training. Never say like, you can't train unless it's serious. Like if they can't train, they can't train. Let's be honest. But like most times a PT or somebody's going to say, hey, you need to quit the gym and take rest. And that's the only way we can work around a ton of things.
Sure.
So at least that he kept our clients busier and not quitting the gym. And that was an absolute benefit. But at the end of the day, you do not get the reciprocation that you expect, because if you send somebody 40 clients, you're expected to get 40 back, and it just never works out. So I don't want anybody to get their hopes up by thinking if I partner with a chiro or a physical therapist that we're going to get a ton of clients from them. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah. And what you have to ask yourself too is like, what you're charging rent, right? Mm-hmm. What is the rent per square foot of that usable area? And is that the best use of that area for what you're going to be getting in rent?
Absolutely not. It can or can't be. Depends on.
Exactly. In this situation, it wasn't worthy of eating up that much square footage for something that just wasn't making enough.
So we're coming into this point of like capacity here. And so we need to figure out what to do with the square footage and all the stuff. And so we decided we're going to bring in stretch therapy here. I think stretch therapy is a great addition to personal training because it's the recovery side or the mobility side. We got a ton of golfers here. There's stretch labs and all kinds of stretch places. What's the other one? Stretch lab and...
That's the only one I can think of or the name I think
there's
of.
Another one floating around. Long story short is it be maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago, bringing stretch in like FST, that's been in Arizona for 10 years. Sure. Like it's been around. We've had coaches go get certified. Yeah. It's in Chandler. It's right here. But it hasn't really caught on to the mainstream. Like the general population doesn't understand that the manual stretching and all that stuff. Now with Stretch Lab, it's kind of like mainstream. Our clients are getting stretched, yep. Manual stretching. So we've got an Iron Circle member, Evans Armin Training out of Delaware, has created something called CNU Stretch. And basically it's a certification. He drops into gyms and teaches your coaches and great guy. One of our Iron Circle members. Yeah. We're having to come out here in August and that's what we're doing next. Right. And so I think that, and maybe some other services are kind of the right trend synergy. I'm not going to talk about the other ones that we're doing, but like the stretch makes tons of sense. Now check with your state, check with your license laws. Do you have to be a massage therapist in order to manually manipulate people? I don't know those rules. Sure. I know in Arizona you can't.
Yeah.
Arizona's like the Wild West.
It is still very much a wild. I love it for that reason.
Yeah. And so while, you know, the room, we need the room. So, you know, our Cairo is going to move on down the street. We're going to still send them clients, of course, when they need that. But, you know, for the business side of it, two things, guys, unless you're charging a ton of rent and you can't make more per square foot on your own in a room or a space in your gym, then maybe. But never, ever expect to get referrals. I just can't tell you that that's never happened. My next door neighbor was a physical therapist, owned 5 clinics here in town. Mm-hmm. And over the years, he's gone and moved. His name is Mark. Hey, Mark. That definitely doesn't listen. We sent him dozens and dozens of clients. I got a $5 gift card from him once.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, that's kind of like a slap in the face, right? Like,
sure.
And there was another medical group that we were working with and for blood work and stuff, we were going to do it with them, but we decided not to because there was no way to monetize anything other than the blood work. So we're going to send you clients and get $200 for the blood work panel that we can mark up from 400 to 600. It's like, they're just, it does data.
Yeah. Right? I was going to say, this goes back to our last episode. I mean, this is interpreting data.
Yeah.
Hey guys, as you know, at Built to Grow, we're all about systems and scalability. And that's why I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Semi-Private Pro. Several years ago, I was in our gym looking around and I noticed our coaches were staring at their clipboards, struggling to stay one step ahead of the clients. And I thought, gosh, there has to be a better way. So I tasked Zach, our fitness director, and I said, dude, we got to find a software that would enhance our clients' training experience and increase our coaches' levels of engagement. See, we're all about client experience here. After countless demos, we realized there was literally nothing designed for our training model. So we set out on a mission and I said, look, we got to create an app that is designed specifically for semi-private training. And I can tell you guys this firsthand, this is taking our training to new heights and I'm confident it can do the same thing for you. See, with Semi-Private Pro, you can streamline your training system, enhance client engagement and scale like never before without spending hours on programming. To learn more about how you can get started with Semi-Private Pro, head on over to special link here, semiprivatepro.com/BTG, that's Built to Grow. So just head on over real quick to semiprivatepro.com/BTG to check out a demo for yourself.
Yeah. Very so there's, much. There's going to be times where you're going to be presented with opportunities, quote unquote, for partnerships with chiros, therapists, massage, cryo,
dietitians, nutritionists,
dietitians, nutritionists.
Yeah.
You got to look at it from all angles. And unless you're getting business brought to you, you may want to second guess that. Unless there's a monetary, huge monetary gain, think about how hard it is to get a client.
There you go.
You know, your cost for acquisition and the long-term benefits of having a long-term client, client lifetime value. Again, don't underestimate the task at hand. If you're handing out all your clients and referring them to partners that you expect somebody in return and you don't get anything, it feels like a slap in the face.
Yeah.
dude, I know how hard it is to get clients and keep them for 15 years. I know how hard it is, but you know, they're expecting you to just hand over the clients. So just be careful. I don't want anybody to be naive about it. Just put it all on paper. I'm sure you can create a synergistic partnership with a bunch of people.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But you have to, again, it comes down to, it has to be a mutual exchange of value. You know what I mean? If the rent was in, if the rent replaced any of the potential need for, not need, desire for referrals and increased revenue from people coming through the business, and you could charge a high rent, maybe that does make sense.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe you don't have to service, and maybe you don't even have to send clients to them. But at the end of the day, is there something that you can replace, like stretch therapy or something you could bring in-house that has much, much more opportunity and legs? Does that weigh into what you're already providing with a little bit more synergy? Does it make a little bit more sense? Does it complement what you're doing with the gym?
Sure.
You know, those types of things. And it goes back to, Zach said something on our coaching call earlier that it really resonated with me, because you could bring in, you know, you could bring in somebody else just to do FST and just as an independent contractor and that type of thing. But Zach's question for a lot of that was he didn't have the faith of the people that were actually serving the client. The product was great. What they would receive, he had full belief of. But the people that were in charge, the therapists themselves, wasn't somebody that he would vouch for. So how was he going to be able to send somebody within the four walls of your own business to them as a, you know, to service your clients? That's a tricky, you know, very tricky position to be in.
Yeah.
By bringing it in-house, you guys control that deliverable. You control the expectation, the standard that's set, how it's delivered, all of those variables. You don't have those questions.
Yeah. No, when you have control over that, like the trainers are going to be the stretch therapists, right?
Yeah.
We're going to get them certified, and we're bringing in some other coaches and stuff. So look, there's opportunities out there if you want to find them.
Yeah.
Right. So Stretch is a good one. If you need his information, just reach out to us. We'll connect you guys. But at capacity, is your main thing, the best it could be? Is it I wouldn't say just bring things in for no reason.
Sure.
Obviously we had the 5-question matrix, another episode for another day, but for us, the next lot we're at capacity, our semi-private training is as good as it's freaking is. It's awesome. What else can we do?
Yeah.
And right now it's Stretch for us. And it's, you know, we tried the supplement game. We tried apparel. We have nutrition that's going pretty well. But other than that, it's literally semi-private personal. That's everything. That's like 99% of what we do.
And that to us, I think that speaks into our coaching program that creates, you know, like when we talk about getting gyms to 30,000 or the 30,000 mark, we're talking about how to do it within the training component in your gym. Mm-hmm. We're not like, we don't recommend bringing in a ton of ancillary profit centers, you know, secondary profit centers and things like that, and deterring from your A game. Like, let's get the A service, the thing that you're known for right now. Let's get that to that level.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hit the $50,000-$60,000 per month mark, maybe you start to figure out, okay, can I get 10% more, you know, per year out of another profit center? Mm-hmm. Is the juice worth the squeeze, right? Because the decision to bring this in, you guys are partnered with somebody who has the certifications bringing it in. You know, it's not just you guys deciding to go do it yourself and create something from nothing, right? So even the decision to bring it in is done with intention about going and seeking out who's doing it well, bring that in, and at least you have something to start from. It's not just all work for a little bit of gain or for potential gain.
Yep.
You've already proven strategic. Yeah. Strategically added it to the business.
I agree. So, you know, this episode is really about the partnerships you have, you know, your JVs and things like that. You know, take a hard look at them. If they're not working out for you, you know, it's up to you to make the change, or it's just going to be that way. So hopefully this helps you guys. I know there's some questions around, do you partner? Do you bring somebody in your gym? I would just say that, you know, make sure it's copacetic and make sure it's pretty damn clear that you're not going to get anybody. Just know that it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Not one person I've talked to in any gym that has a partnership with another outside resource has gotten a steady flow. At least it's not 1-to-1. It's like 10-to-1. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous.
Well, and I think a lot of that, I mean, just from trying to come up with the logic around maybe that reason, is just the sheer volume of people that enter a gym versus enter, you know, a PT in a day or a chiro in a day. You know what I mean? They're dealing with 8 clients a day, 10 clients a day, for the 150 there walking through the doors of, you know, some of these gyms. So just from a mathematical standpoint, expect it to be a fraction of what you can offer them.
Exactly. You know? So just be careful there. Don't get your hopes up. Yeah. All right, that's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.